This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libous. President Donald Trump calls it common sense compromise, but Democrats are labeling his proposal to end the U.S. government shutdown a non-starter. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Republican Senator James Lankford, who sits on the Homeland Security Committee, thinks the Senate should open debate on the proposal.
The president's put a reasonable compromise on the table. Everyone knew if we're going to go through this process, we're going to end up compromising on multiple different areas to be able to resolve it. But the core elements are there that we all strongly believe about. That is, how do you secure the actual border?
To the Democrat side and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
It's outrageous, and he's just playing politics, and this is a bad deal. It does not do the things that would move this country forward in a productive way.
Both Gillibrand and Lankford were on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The government has been partially shut down now for a month. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers are going without pay, creating financial hardship, and many public services are unavailable to Americans during the closure. President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani is leaving open the possibility that Trump and former personal attorney Michael Cohen might have discussed Cohen's congressional testimony. But he says, so what if he did? On CNN Sunday, Giuliani said he didn't know if the two had discussed a congressional interview in which Cohen admitted to lying about a Trump Tower project in Moscow. BuzzFeed News reported last week Mr. Trump directed Cohen to lie to Congress. Special counsel Robert Mueller's office took the unusual step of publicly disputing that story. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff was a guest on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday. He says Mueller might have issued that statement to protect Cohen as a witness.
I assume that this was prompted by the reaction to that BuzzFeed report, but also it may have to do with the special counsel's wanting to be able to use Michael Cohen as a witness in further prosecutions.
Giuliani told CNN and NBC that President Trump never asked Cohen to lie. This is VOA News. Students at a Kentucky Catholic school who were involved in a video showing them mocking Native Americans after a Washington rally could face expulsion. In a joint statement, the Diocese of Covington and Catholic High School apologized and said they are investigating. Women's marches were held around the world Saturday with a message of anger and defiance aimed directly at the White House. This was the third year for the demonstrations. Afghan presidential hopefuls submitted their nomination papers just hours before the Independent Election Commission closed the proceedings on Sunday. President Ashraf Ghani and his ruling coalition partner Abdullah Abdullah are among the candidates. The July vote is under scrutiny because of lack of serious reforms to prevent a repeat of previous elections marred by fraud. Congo's capital was calm Sunday with residents attending church after the Constitutional Court confirmed the presidential election victory of Felix Tshisekedi. It was not clear if the population would heed runner-up Martin Fayulu's call for nonviolent protest against the court ruling. Tshisekedi said early Sunday the court's decision to reject claims of electoral fraud and declare him president was a victory for the entire country. Demonstrators in Greece gathered Sunday to protest a deal that would normalize Greek relations with Macedonia. Greeks have been divided over the deal in which Macedonia will change its name to the Republic of North Macedonia, and Greece will drop its objections to the Balkan country joining NATO and the European Union. Greek protesters say Macedonia's new name represents an attempt to appropriate Greek identity and cultural heritage. Macedonia is the name of Greece's northern province made famous by Alexander the Great's conquest. At least 8 UN peacekeepers have been killed in an attack on one of their bases in northern Mali. The UN mission in Mali said several others were injured in the assault on the base that houses peacekeepers from Chad. No one has claimed responsibility. UN peacekeeping forces have been deployed in Mali since 2013 to counter an Islamist insurgency and general lawlessness. The Associated Press reports Pakistan arrested more than a dozen counterterrorism officers Sunday. They came one day after the officers shot a couple, their teen daughter, and a family friend in what the officers described as a shootout with Islamic State militants. A major winter storm that blanketed most of the Midwest U.S. with snow barreled toward New England Sunday. National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Otto says it's bringing some of the coldest temps of the season.
It's a significant winter storm given the snow. There's been reports of up to 16 inches of snow so far. That's going to likely increase as we go through the day. And then as the storm continues to move east into Maine, they'll likely pick up another 1 to 2 feet across portions of central and northern Maine.
Winter storm warnings or advisories are in 15 states now. I'm Nicole Libous, VOA News.